After weeks of saber-rattling towards Tehran and warnings about possible imminent threats, the Trump administration is suggesting dialogue.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions. We're ready to sit down with them. But the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
Pompeo spoke during a visit to Switzerland, which has represented U.S. interests in Iran and could serve as an intermediary between the two estranged governments. For its part, Iran continues to downplay the likelihood of a dialogue with the United States so long as the Trump administration's pressure campaign against the Islamic Nation continues. In an interview aired on ABC's This Week program, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said President Donald Trump's way of doing things may work in a real estate market, but it does not work in dealing with Iran.
I've said it before, threats against Iran never work. Never threaten an Iranian. Try respect. That may work.
The foreign minister said he likes to keep President Trump guessing about what Iran may or may not do, but stressed that Tehran will not be deterred from operating in the Persian Gulf.
We call this place the Persian Gulf for a reason. Just imagine if Iran were to come to California coast or were to come to Florida coast. How do you feel? How would you treat that?
The Trump administration pulled the United States out of the international nuclear accord with Iran, called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Pompeo said America's overarching goal has not changed.
We're doing our work to make sure that Iran never ends up in a place where it can have a nuclear weapon.
Last month, Pompeo helped deliver classified briefings on Iran to all members of Congress who are returning to Washington after a week-long recess. Many Republicans praised the Trump administration's heightened state of alert to Iranian threats as prudent, while many Democrats said the White House risks stumbling into another catastrophic military conflict in the Middle East. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.